It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball as the Dutch are headed to the state tournament. Pella 51, Winterset 45, and we're pleased to be joined now by Derek Schulte, head coach of the Dutch. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, let me be the 300th person or so to wish you congratulations, but what a special night for you and your program headed back to the state tournament. What do you think?
Proud of this group. You know, I think the story of this season is you look back, we start 1-3, and you know, I sent these five seniors up here because I think they're a big part of that early season stretch where it's like, no, we just stick together, have great belief in who we are and where we're going to get to and be playing our best basketball down the stretch, and we certainly did that, and it was great to see us respond in that second half and specifically fourth quarter. Just can't say enough great things about our players and their willingness to stay in the moment tonight.
What kind of challenges did Winterset present to you, and what did you do, do you think, to get over the hump?
You know, one, their zone is difficult, right? They have ultra quickness out there, and then the one big inside, and so they're able to cover a lot of ground, and you watch them on film, they lead Class 3A in steals, and so they turn people over and get out in transition. A huge focal point tonight was taking care of the basketball. I haven't seen any stats after the game, but I know at halftime we had 8 assists, 4 turnovers. We were doing a great job, just didn't get some shots to go down, and I thought in the fourth quarter our execution was great. We were able to get it in the paint. We were able to attack at the rim. We generally took care of it, but the defense was the difference here, right? We were able to step up and all of a sudden sort of turn them over a few times with some deflections, and guys were able to battle.
All right, so you're down 44-38 midway-ish through the fourth quarter, and you finish on a 13-1 run to win the game, and you forced 5 turnovers in that stretch as well, and I think maybe turned it over once, right? So, you know, it's not that difficult, right, Coach? Value the basketball, get shots on the rim, and you give yourself a chance to win a game.
Where I was most proud, though, is this. What is difficult, it's easy to say, to stay poised, stay composed, next play mindset, all those things that we preach, but when you're in a substate game and momentum goes the other way, you're down 6, how do you respond? This group stuck together, came out, found the next play, got a stop, another one, and that's how you get to the state tournament, and that's how you make winning plays.
One thing, the stat that I found pretty interesting, through 3 quarters, you were 4 of 18 from the 3-point line, so not good and well below your season average. You didn't even take a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter. So, and sometimes it can be easy, like, all right, let's just keep jacking them up until they go in. I give your guys a lot of credit for being aggressive, trying to get to the rim, and that's how and why you won this game, Coach.
You're exactly right, and we got good looks from 3, just didn't go down, and from some good shooters, too. But in a one-game setting like this, it's not always going to be perfect. Shooters aren't always going to make shots, and so that ability to adjust, get shots right at the rim, get to the free throw line a few times is key for us.
We're visiting with Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella High boys basketball team. Our interview is powered by Hy-Vee. I want to go back to the seniors who you sent up here, and we appreciate being able to talk to them, because I think this is maybe a little overlooked of a senior class. A lot of people are focused on the younger grades and the talent that's coming up there. These guys are a huge part of what you're doing, and for them to be able to pay this off with a trip to the state tournament, it's got to mean a lot, doesn't it, Coach?
Very much so. And, you know, these guys lead by example. They're coming every day working hard. They've been great teammates. You'd see the growth in some of their games over this 4 years. And to cap it off with a state tournament is exactly what you want as seniors. And like I said, I'm just going to go back to what I said before. It wasn't always easy this year. It was a little bit of a roller coaster. And I think seniors set the tone for leadership, and they kept us together with a great belief, a great next play mindset, and most importantly, just knowing that we could get this done. And we truly believe that in the locker room, despite, hey, who's picking who, you know, how many people think we can win, all those types of things, we really thought we have a great shot if we play well, and it came true.
And what does it mean to you to go up there with your son this time, Coach?
Hey, it's special, right? And, I'm happy for all the guys, but I'd be lying if I didn't say that it's a special moment, an opportunity to experience something together. So that's a lot of fun. But I know what he would say. He's happy just to contribute to the success of this team and these seniors and so on. And so we're excited for the opportunity next week.
We found out in 2021 how important defense is to winning a state title. I mean, absolutely put the clamps on in those 3 games. games. And tonight, to hold Winterset, a team that scores in the 60s, to 45 points, tells me maybe this team has a little bit of that same recipe in it.
I agree. You know, and it's a factor where you don't go up and necessarily score 80 points, right? We'd love to. We'd love to tear the roof off with some threes and so on. But the reality is we got to be ready to grind against really good basketball teams. It's going to be well coached. The scouting is going to be off the charts. And so how you offset that is, hey, great defense. You rebound well. You value the basketball. You make adjustments in games, and this group's ready to do that.
And we don't know everybody that's in, and we don't know a bracket or any of that yet, but what are your expectations and what's the ceiling for this team next week?
What I'll just say is this. I think anybody you talk to in Class 3A, it's pretty wide open. There's a couple teams at the top that have been really good this year, but there's a group of, 15 teams that I think feel like they get there. We can win on one night, and that's what it is. We came into this three-game set saying, hey, we want to get to 3-0, right? And so the first one, 1-0, then 2-0, and 3-0. We'll take that same mindset in. Let's go win one.
Best of luck next week, Coach. Enjoy this. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Head Coach Derek Schulte of the Pella High boys basketball team. The Dutch are headed to the state tournament. Final score on Monday night, Pella 51, Winterset 45.